up with it for NCU.
Good morning, Phil. Just backed out of the garage here, hearing some troposphere ducking, I think. This is N0TR.
Where are you headed this morning?
We'd be headed down to Clemson Eye for Bernice to get an eye exam. And by the way, I got a call yesterday saying that they had canceled our appointments, that they changed their operating hours, and ours weren't within those operating hours. And so we had to make a new appointment for what, March 12th instead of the 2nd.
Yeah, about two or three nights in a row, that Kmart location has been on the news. They're having real problems down there, aren't they?
So, I think, well, there was one lady down there that took her husband back for a second appointment, and they give you that card, and ours said that our appointment was made for the second shot. And I got to watch traffic here. Some people are driving without their lights on. I just don't believe that. And clear that direction, Bernice. So, they stood there and told her that that was no appointment on the back of there, that you had to go ahead and make an appointment. And they turned them away. And then they were still giving walk-ins. And I think they need to take care of each phase before they go opening it up to walk-ins. They should do appointments only.
That's pretty crazy. My parents are scheduled there in early March, and I'm on a call today and try to convince them to let me get an appointment somewhere else. I got the little card and a 8x11 sheet of paper, actually two of them with some instructions, but it had the new time written on it, and it clearly says I do not have to re-register with VAMS or check into it or do anything. I just show up on this day and time, and my second appointment is made already. But they got it going on very smoothly and very quick. I might have been in there 15 minutes total, not counting my 15-minute waiting period, you know, at the USC Upstate campus. And it's run by Pelham Medical Center on Highway 14, but they have set up shop at USC Upstate, and it was just smooth as glass.
It was, too, down there at Kmart Center, but and then chaos hit a few days later. But I don't think we spent three, 4 minutes in line there, and then also went through, and it was just like clockwork. So maybe they'll get it straightened out by March the 12th. I went on to my charts immediately and rescheduled Bernice's and I after I got that verbal message from them yesterday. And it was seamless. There wasn't any problem at all. But this is about the third time they had canceled our appointments. Now, I do realize when they played that message that they changed their operating hours entirely. But so much of it's dependent on how many vaccines they receive, you know, Phil.
Yeah, well, you must be in the Spartanburg system if you have my charts, because I don't think Prisma has that, or do they?
Oh, yeah, they've had it for a long time. We've been on it for, what, a year or so, Bernice? Something like that. Yeah, my charts, it's pretty nice, really. We don't have any problems with it.
Oh, I love my charts. You can go back and see your physicals for the last few years and compare the numbers, and I love it. And my doctor answers it very reliably.
I never even ever sent a message in on it, but that's good to know. I can do that down at the VA. I can send an instant message down there, and they might not answer it that day. It might be late that evening or the next day, but they do. They're good about it. But I don't use them as my primary care doctor. I just generally go in there every 6 months.
taking every precaution I did before. I'm not easing up one bit, but I am breathing easier than I got the first one.
That makes two of us. Well, this morning they said there was 570. Whoa, I just had a 12-ton dump truck pull directly out in front of me after coming around a curve. Whoa, that'll wake you right up. As I was saying, the visibility's just barely a quarter of a mile, a little over at 579 yards. And if I remember from high school, the 440 was a quarter mile, and I hated it.
Bet you were pretty fast back then.
But you was wrong. No, I never was an athletic person. Boy, here comes another car without lights on. I just don't believe. I guess I do. They walk among us.
Well, I wasn't tall enough for basketball and wasn't big enough for football, but I could even the playing field on the tennis court pretty well.
Great sport. It really is. Boy, old Dave, it's amazing how good he gets out there and plays. It's like an addiction with him. I mean, man, he really loves it.
He and I used to play back in the day in high school and that kind of thing. But I don't think my knees would take it now. I'm glad he can play. That's got to be really good for his long-term health.
It sure does. Well, I got a tailgater here all the way through these curves, and I'm running 45, and that's as fast as I'm going to go, because that is the speed limit. And if he don't like it, rain on him.
Several people, one of them behind me and one of them behind somebody else, just in a big, big hurry, and waving their arms and fussing and all kind of stuff. As if, must be something in the water the last few days.
Noticing the stopping distance or so, I don't know at what speed they were talking about that, but they said your following should be 15 seconds back this morning due to the dense fog. And I noticed the dew point was 49 and the temperature was 49, so that pretty well clearly states that there's going to be fog out there or saturation. Well, I got on HF for a little while last night in order to stay awake. I kept wanting to fall asleep in the seat there. And just for the heck of it, I worked a guy in France. And, I think another one, Kilo Papa 4 in Puerto Rico earlier in the day. But there sure wasn't a lot on 40 last night. I worked a Russian and I copied his call sign wrong. I felt bad. That's the first time I'd done that in years. It was an RA4 Victor, and I kept answering him as RA4U, and of course I had QRZ there, and I called him by the name on QRZ, and in reality, his name was Vladimir or something instead of that other name. And I tried to go back to him, but there was a lot of QS Baker on last night. He didn't answer back, so I don't blame him. I give his call sign as a U instead of a V, which is pretty close.
Well, I would just hang my head for copying one letter wrong.
Di-di-da, and V is di-di-di-da, as we know Beethoven.
Beethoven knew Morse code.
Funny, somebody asked me in the last couple of days if it was, I think it was Jim. Boy, he's nice to talk to. He's got a long call, KO4PAO or something like that. Used to fly KC-135 tankers out of Wichita, so we had a lot of reminiscing about Wichita. But somebody on there, it could have been Mike. And he's got a long call. No, he's an N6 CLX. Very nice gentleman. Met some new ones on there that are really good to talk to lately. And he drives back and forth to Charlotte. You'll hear him one of these days. And they were asking me if it helped to be a musician to do Morse code, and I absolutely emphatically said yes. I think you'd say the same being a musician. All I got to do is get old Dave talked into it. This is N0TR.
Yeah, I'm glad I got into it when I was 15. I'm sure it's harder now, but I don't have to run up that hill, because I knew it back then and loved it, and I thought that was just the coolest thing. And a lot of times when we're watching a movie, I'll put on headphones if it's some kind of chick flick that I don't care about, but just want to be there with her and watch what she wants to watch. Sometimes I put on my headphones and copy 40 meter code.
WNAW has been coming in strong lately on 160, I noticed, and I'm sure the other bands, lower bands also. But 80's been devoid of anything as far as Morse code, and I haven't went up. Of course, there's the old-timers groups up in the sideband area, but I haven't went up there. I just look around 3505 and then either side of it a ways. In 7005 and up to about, that guy last night, the Russian, was on 7.019. And that's rather high for them. Usually the better code operators are still down in the old extra class band, but not necessarily so. And then I copied a rag chew for a little while just for experience, and I'm rusty, but they're rusty at code, I should say. But I can still do about 26, 28 words a minute reliably. But, you know, I dropped out of it for about, two or three years. They ticked me off when they dropped the code requirement. And when I went back to it, when I come down here, even a little before that, I think, yeah, I just picked it right up, so I'm sure you will, Phil. It just takes a little practice. And these guys that say they can't do it, it amounts to elbow grease. They can do it. They just don't want to devote the time.
Just enjoy it. And my wife says, copy it, copy it. Keep your brain sharp when you get old. And there's a lot of truth to that. A lot of people just, when they retire and everything, they quit using that brain, and it works against you. And I need all working for me that I can.
Morning, Phil. How's your wife?
She's doing well. It's looking more and more. Her goal is to go back March 1st, and it's looking like she might just make it. So that's good news. She enjoys being in the classroom and getting out and just getting back to productivity. So I'll tell her you ask about her.
Glad to hear that.
And that's as much as you'll get out of the broadcast station of Bernice N0TR stroke 4. shoot. Boy, I'm telling you, up here on White Hampton, you do very well to see a quarter of a mile, Phil. I'm really increasing the following distance, Miss N0TR.
Well, I'm in the parking lot. Or pulling into it. I've got a lot more visibility than that, but it's still pretty foggy up here. So y'all take care and have fun, and I'll be listening. Uh-oh, I don't know if I brought a walkie today. But I'll be talking with you later this weekend, I'm sure. W4, never give up. Listening for your final.
Pleasure's all mine. It's really enjoyable to have someone to talk to in the morning. And you take care out there. And boy, I'll tell you, the further west we get, the worse the fog is. Have a good day and a safe day. And yes, we're taking the same precautions no matter what for the next year, probably. W4NGU in 0TR73.
Oh, boy, that's why I got more than one. I'll be listening for you today.